Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
And the last stretch of the year, the second week of November, actually the first full week of November, 7th of November, we're reading from the Voice version of the Bible. I am MBA, your host on this episode of the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. So welcome to the podcast journey to being healthy, wealthy, and wise. We'll start with health scriptures. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18. So we do not set our eyes, we do not set our sights on the things we can see with our eyes. All of that is fleeting. It will eventually fade away. Instead, we focus on the things we cannot see, which live on and on. Acts 5 verse 16. Even people from towns surrounding Jerusalem would come, bringing others who were sick or tormented by unclean spirits. All of them were cured. Psalm 91 verse 9 to 10 and verses 14 to 16. For you made the eternal your refuge, the Most High your only home. No evil will come to you. Plagues will be turned away at your door. Because he clings to me in love, I will rescue him from harm. I will set him above danger because he has known me by name. He will call on me and I will answer. I will be with him through hard times. I will rescue him and grant him honor. I will reward him with many good years on this earth. And let him witness my salvation. Romans 4 verses 6 to 21. This is the reason that faith is a single source of promise, so that grace will be offered to all Abraham's children, those whose lives are defined by the law, and those who follow the path of faith charted by Abraham, our common father. As it is recorded in the scriptures, I have appointed you the father of many nations. In the presence of God, who creates out of nothing and holds the power to bring to life what is dead, Abraham believed and so became our father. Against the odds, Abraham's hope grew into full-fledged faith that he would turn out to be the father of many nations, just as God had promised when he said, "That's how many your descendants will be." His faith did not fail, although he was well aware that his impotent body, after nearly 100 years, was as good as dead, and that Sarah's womb too was dead. In spite of all this, his faith in God's promise did not falter. In fact, his faith grew as he gave glory to God, because he was supremely confident that God would deliver on his promise. Jeremiah 17 verse 14. Heal me, O Eternal One, and I will be healed. You alone can save me. To you alone do I sing my praise. Wealth Scriptures. Leviticus 26 verse 9. I will grant you my favor, and you will be fruitful, multiply, and have many healthy children. And I will continue to honor my covenant with you. Deuteronomy 2 verse 7. You are not to plunder this nation, because the Eternal, your God, has blessed you in every way. He's watched over you as you've journeyed through this vast wilderness. Throughout these years, the Eternal, your God, has been with you, and you haven't lacked a thing. Deuteronomy 11, verses 11 to 15. But in the land where you are going to live, the hills and valleys drink water right out of the sky. He takes care of this land. He is always looking after it all throughout the year. If you carefully obey my commands, which I am giving you today, and if you love me and serve me with your whole heart and soul, then I will send rain on your land when it's needed, in the autumn and in the spring. You will have an abundant harvest of grain and wine and olive oil. I will make grass grow in the fields of your cattle. You will eat all you need and will be totally satisfied. Deuteronomy 30, 15 to 16. Look, I've given you two choices today. You can have life with all the good things it brings, or death with all the bad things it brings. If you do what I've commanded you today and love the Eternal, your God, If you live as he wants you to, if you obey his commands, regulations, and judgments, then you will live and have many descendants. He'll bless you in the land where you are going to live. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20. Early the next morning, they went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. There, Jehoshaphat's message to Judah was not about courage in battle. Jehoshaphat said, "Listen to me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Trust in the eternal one, your true God, not in your own abilities, and you'll be supported. Put your trust in his words that you heard through the prophets, and we will succeed." Job 36 verse 11. If they hear and choose to serve him, then they end their days in prosperity and their years in felicity. Psalm 34 verse 10. Young lions may grow tired and hungry, but those intent on knowing the eternal God will have everything they need. Psalm 107 verse 37. There they sow fields and plant vineyards and gather up an abundant harvest. Jeremiah 17, 7-8. But blessed is the one who trusts in me alone, and the eternal will be his confidence. He is like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots beside the stream. It does not fear the heat or even drought. Its leaves stay green, and its fruits is dependable, no matter what it faces. Philippians 4, verse 19. Know this, my God will fill every need you have according to his glorious riches in Christ, the anointed, our liberating King. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Without faith, no one can please God, because the one coming to God must believe he exists, and he rewards those who come seeking. Other well-being scriptures. Romans 8, verse 1. Therefore, now no condemnation awaits those who are living in Jesus, the anointed, the liberating King. 1 John 5, verses 4 to 5. Everything that has been fathered by God overcomes the corrupt world. This is the victory that has conquered the world, our faith. Who is the person conquering the world? It is the one who truly trusts that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus, the anointed, is the one who came by water and blood, not by water only, but by the water and the blood. Ephesians 1 verse 22. God has placed all things beneath his feet and anointed him as head over all things for his church. Deuteronomy 1 verses 1 to 8. If you listen closely to the voice of the eternal, your God, and carefully obey all the commands I'm giving you today, he will lift you up high above every other nation on earth. All of the following blessings will be yours. In fact, they will chase after you. If you listen to what he tells you, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the fields. You will be blessed with children and crops and cattle. Your herds will multiply and your flocks will increase. Your basket will be blessed. It will be full at harvest time. And your kneading bowl will be blessed. You will always have plenty of bread. You will be blessed when you go out and out of your home, and blessed when you return to your home. When your enemies attack you, the eternal will defeat them for you. They will come against you from one direction and scatter and flee chaotically from you in seven different directions. He will bless your barns and they will be full of grain. He will bless everything you do. You will be blessed throughout the land he is giving you. Proverbs 8 verse 12. I, wisdom from God, make prudence my dwelling, and I find out knowledge and discretion. Psalm 3 verse 3. But you, eternal one, wrap around me like an impregnable shield. You give me glory, and you lift my eyes to the heavens. Psalm 145, 15 to 16, and verse 19. All eyes have turned toward you, waiting in expectation when they are hungry. You feed them right on time. The desires of every living thing are met by your open hand. All of you who revere him, God will satisfy your desires. He hears the cries for help and he brings salvation. Amazing words from God's throne. The voice brings it out in a very different way, but it shows you and it enhances the impact of God speaking to us. Speak it back to yourself that you may bless yourself and your life.
Thank you for your time today. I see you again tomorrow on Well-Being Scriptures for today. God bless you.